Good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight we are blessed. I always enjoy it when I have someone in the studio. And we have Tim White. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Lori. Hi, everybody out there. Thanks.
I think I'm going to hire Tim as my promoter because he's done a lot of work to make this evening accessible and known to the public. So I'm very appreciative of that, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. just letting the people I know what's going on, and if there's something there that they're interested in, then everybody benefits, and it's this wonderful way to express and open your arms and welcome people in. So when you have this platform to do that, it's absolutely wonderful because everybody gets some benefit out of it. You know, it's awesome.
Well, it's very interesting. I'm obviously not very good at the whole social marketing networking thing, but you are, and I think it's obviously paying up for yourself. It seems to be going very well for you, which is why I'm going to hire you.
Well, thanks. There we go. Another deal in the process. Deal in the process.
And then the last time you came, we didn't actually talk much about you. You ended up interviewing me. So tonight we are going to make sure that we interview you because it is about you, Tim.
Well, that's what you tried to tell me that the last time, you know, and I don't know if that really works for me. It's not all about me. But as me, it's about all of us. So everything that we do is not just about ourselves. It's about everybody and how we can support and love and accept and give our best to each other, you know, and that's the important thing. I think that's really important to be able to and to live our lives with that kind of wonderful breath and ease, and that's really what it's about, you know. It's to be able to share. You know, mm-hmm. Because when we start to bring ourselves back and we start to segregate ourselves and define ourselves within specific groups, we tend to cut ourselves off from other experiences. We hold ourselves back from what our inner potential is, that potential that gives us this wonderful bright light that radiates. And that's a wonderful thing about life is trying to bring that in and finding the path that's right for you. And everybody has their own path, and it's, you know, and everybody might not see it directly for themselves, but it's there. And it's just having the opportunity to be able to say, well, look at yourself, and this is where you come from, and this is what you have to offer. And everybody has something to offer. And that's a beautiful thing about life.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like, you know, you have to give to receive.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, when you get trapped in yourself, we get trapped within our own psyches, within our own minds. And within our own minds, it's an illusion, a dream. But if it is that dream, then we have the opportunity to make that dream a reality, to create our own reality. And to move beyond those things that hold us back, those boundaries, those definitions, those rituals. All of those rituals are good if you like them, but if you define yourselves by them, then we become blocked from experiencing and opening ourselves up to other perspectives. It's the prism of light, you know, or a prism, and you have a single white light that shines through it, and from that you have a rainbow of color that we see. You know, we're limited in the spectrum that we see, but you have your far infrareds on one side and your ultraviolets on the other. And if we open ourselves up to that, there's a potential to see beyond just what's visible. And it's not just our eyes that see, it's everything about us, because we bring everything in, we send everything out. Our energy, if we're happy, we affect the people around us. If we're sad, we affect the people around us. That's a real kind of pinpoint of how energy, our energy that radiates, can affect the people around us. And it affects ourselves. So if we're in this kind of closed little, you know, snowball, it's compacted.
And just so you know, he's making a snowball with his hands. I know that this is not TV yet, but it was cute. So just, you know, imagine the snowball that he's making with his hands that we are creating within ourselves. That
and there's nothing. Snowballs are wonderful. They're good. They're fun. You know, they're a bit cold, but sometimes cold is good. Without cold, we wouldn't know what hot was, right? Or warm.
Well, I was thinking, you know, he's creating a snowball of energy that he pushes out to the people. Because, you know, and we do apologize. The two of us probably together, you know, we probably laugh a little bit more than we should. But we will get, you know, those beautiful tidbits of info that you all are seeking, because that's just how we are.
But that's the joy, is being able to express it and to be comfortable enough to express that laughter, because you have that, it's a fountain that comes up. It's the you know, like a geyser that comes up, and you know, if anybody is studies yoga or does yoga, we know about Kundalini and how that energy can rise up through the spine and lift us up and balance us. And that's working on energetic levels, and there's physical ways that we can manifest that as well. You know, in yoga, we have postures that help to open the muscles and lengthen, and by lengthening the muscles, we're also opening up the neural channels. So all of the synapses, and they work better. And in opening up those synapses, then we lengthen and open ourselves, and we have this energy. Our bodies are as much empty space as there are cells. And that's really interesting, because if you think about the nervous system and how the nerves come out from the spine and gather in plexi in the front of the body and innervate different parts of the body, we have an aspect that in that empty space we can have that energy, and that energy is quantum. It becomes thought, and it can exist, and that's what quantum is about. It's about that ability to go beyond what parameters we currently define things, and we hold ourselves back from that, those potentials and those possibilities. As I was describing to somebody, it's similar to the 4-minute mile. At one point in history, it was thought that nobody would break that barrier. Once one person did, it's been broken several times since, and it will continue to be broken. So when we break those barriers of what our thoughts are and the limitations that we put on ourselves, we can move beyond that, which is just, oh, wow. You know, I can move beyond where and who I am right now to something more, to something different. And that different is, there's no judgment on what that difference is. Some people will say it's good, some people will say it's bad. But in the end, it's just energy. It's simple energy, and where that lies is in potential. And from that potential, it will burst out. And it's the perspective from where we stand that we see it in a different way based on our own experience, which is, and you look at that and you go, how much do I have to learn? How much can I learn? What can I do every day to learn about somebody else? Because if I learn somebody about somebody else, I'm learning about myself. Mm. And in learning about myself, I can open myself up. I can stand tall. I can walk through life with a smile and greet people on the street and just smile. And that's given back. And that's always given back. You know, a lot of times, you know, people will, in my life and in my experience, people have said, well, Tim, you know, things are handed to you on a silver platter. It's really easy for you. And it is, absolutely. But I go into things, and it's about yoga, it's about meditation, and it's about being in the moment. It's being there in the moment. And that, no matter what you do in your life, if you're there in the moment, whether you're gardening or you're cooking or you're teaching or you're running or any of those physical activities, if you are completely there, That's meditation. And that builds an awareness. So when we're walking down the street, we're walking with awareness of how our body feels and how we move through the air and how the air comes at us. I'm riding my bicycle. You know, I ride my bike a lot around the city.
Truly, this is now I actually see a purpose to having a video, because Tim has been using his hands the entire time. Go with your story.
Well, it's my French and you know, all of that genetic history that's there. So if I actually sat on my hands, you wouldn't be hearing anything.
So you're on a bicycle.
So I'm on a bicycle. And sometimes you get on a bicycle and the wind's coming at you. Mm-hmm. You know, and going back to
especially lately,
you know, wind for days. Well, not as bad as Newfoundland. Newfoundland, you know, even all the wind we have here, that's like a gentle breeze at home. You know,
note to self: never go to Newfoundland.
Oh no, it's gorgeous! It's gorgeous. Wonderful place, wonderful people, and awesome.
Yes, wonderful people.
But I'm riding my bike, and when the wind's coming at me, I think about that empty space. I think about that empty space as I'm riding my bike, and I allow the wind and that energy to move through me. And I don't feel as tired. I don't feel the struggle of moving forward. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I can let that go. Now, if I have a jacket on, my jacket's open, and I'm like a wind in a sail, then it's a little bit different. But if I'm just riding and my jacket's done up, it's amazing. Hmm. It's amazing that change that can take place, and that movement, and how it, even though the wind is at your face, it carries you forward because you can move into it and you can move into anything, which is quite phenomenal. And I love, and that's a really fun way to ride a bike. I mean, even though it's much better on the way home. Then it's just blocked off, and then you have the wind at your sails and go away.
So lots is happening in Tim's world.
Yes, Tim has been a busy bunny, let me tell you. He has been hopping. It's been an amazing journey. I guess it was about last October. Well, I have been traveling a little bit and doing some yoga nidra presentations and doing some teacher training with yoga and Pilates and my own cardio program that I had developed. And so I've been taking video footage of the places that I was, and with family, basically. So I visited BC and, you know, Alberta and Newfoundland and nice. All of those places. And my brother's here in Ontario. So I was taking video footage, and I was thinking, you know, how nice is it when you just, it's not quite the same as at Christmas when you have the, you know, the TV with the fire log. I think, how nice is it if you wanted to go into meditation and have something visual? We're in a very particular time of human history and evolution and technical evolution. And it has brought our attention spans to very short moments in time. I call it, you know, the MTV ADDHD generations. I won't say one generation because it has come over time, over the past 20 odd years or more. Well, it's scary when you think I can remember that much. So it came, and I was looking at these going, okay, because I had done yoga nidra, and at the end of yoga nidra, there's a guided meditation at the end. And I thought, well, how nice would it be if you were just in the room, even though you close your eyes in yoga nidra, how nice would it be if you were sitting at your computer or at home or, you know, at your office, if you had something to look at so that you're not distracted by what's going on around you. And as I was looking at my video footage and how shaky a lot of it was, and you know, you know, and how going from tight shot to wide shot and how that kind of affected the look of things, I had decided on doing short little meditations, and at the time I was kind of thinking, we'll see how that goes, and it was just an inspiration going 3-minute meditations. How lovely would that be, you know? So. we have this, and we have 3-minute meditations, and it was like, well, okay, 3 minutes. That's not bad. That's the same as, you know, MTV. If you're looking at a music video, you're looking at about 3 minutes, the same as length of a song on the radio. Well, that's kind of cool. So then I condensed it, and it just came about, and it ended up, when I thought about this last October, I met a voice coach, Beth Ann Cole, and we've been working together since then. And it was just amazing how what was brought to me kind of very inspirationally ended up, I had all of these things started to fall into place of how to make it work, of how to, and it wasn't really intentional. It just kind of happened. And it was really quite wonderful. So I started working on it and breaking down the videos, and then wrote the scripts and worked on the scripts. And it was quite interesting because when I have finished, I went back and I was looking at what I had done. And over the years with my research into Kriya Yoga and Yoga Nidra and Pilates and aerobics and dance and all of these different things and how we use our bodies, and how we can connect to our bodies, because I think it's very important that being in this physical world, that we use our bodies appropriately, that we use our bodies to the best of their abilities or our abilities in order to move forward. And I think we get a little bit disconnected from that. You know, it's you know, when we have an illness, oftentimes we let it progress to the point where it becomes something that is really, really difficult to get through. It's a real challenge to get through, but the messages have probably been there before. So these short little meditations, you know, we get angry, and when you get angry, people say, well, count to 10 before you say anything. Mm-hmm. Well, oftentimes when we count to 10, we hold our breath. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And in holding our breaths, we're actually engaging the flight and fight response, flight or fight response. And that elevates our cortisol levels, the caustic hormones that go through the body, the adrenaline, all of the blood goes from the muscles, from the internal organs to the muscles so that we can move, goes to the brain so we can think faster. And so I thought about these in looking back and kind of going, well, what's the purpose of these 3-minute miracles? What's this about? And it became, well, if you're at work and something happens and you get upset, here's a short little way that you can put this on your computer. You can download it on your computer. You can look at it for 3 minutes. You'll come back and you will have a different perspective because you've given yourself the time to move away, to get away from the anger that is controlling you, because the anger, those high emotions, are they're like tornadoes, they're like time bombs, they're like, you know, nuclear explosions, and we're not always aware of what we're doing when that happens, and we can say things that aren't necessarily the best thing given that situation. So this is an opportunity for people to look at some of the things and give themselves a break. And it's an easy way to get into meditation. You know, people think, oh, I have to meditate and my mind has to be blank and I can't think of anything. And if I think of anything, then you have all of those behavior patterns of, oh, I'm not good, and all of these judgments that we bring upon ourselves. And this is a way to look at something, because everybody likes to have something visual to look at for the most part. And it also gives you a way just to listen to a voice. So even if you're looking at the picture and just this voice in the background that carries you on this short little journey, you know, it's a little escape from the hectic pace, from our hectic pace that we go through every day, because we don't give ourselves the time. We don't, you know, we don't give ourselves the opportunity to just be within ourselves in that kind of peaceful and really calm and loving way. Mm-hmm. You know, we can often give that out to other people, but we forget about ourselves. And it took a while, you know, to figure out actually the name of it. And at first it was just going to be 3-minute meditations. I'm not a great person at trying to appeal to people's emotions and to try and use that kind of advertising. You know, I can make many judgments. It's just my personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have a business advisor, and they said, well, Tim, you might want to think about the name. So I came up with 3-Minute Miracles, and I thought, well, you know, okay. But it will be. It's an asset to your life. It can be an asset to your life if you want to give yourself that time. If you want to give yourself that, yeah, allowance. Give yourself that allowance to move forward. And that's... So that's how they went, and so what I did was I've started a Journey Across Canada series.
Nice.
Which goes from this month, and there'll be new ones every month. This month I started one in Cape Spear, Newfoundland, which is the most eastern point in all of North America, so it's wind, sea, and cliffs. And then I have another one. My brother has a startup farm, and so I have a secluded cabin. They have a beautiful little wooden cabin on their property where they have sheep and donkeys and llamas and cats and dogs and chickens and turkeys and all of this stuff. And it's a beautiful place. So I have a little one about that. And the other one is in the Bow River at the foothills of the Rockies in Alberta. And it's really nice. And each one just gives you something to kind of look at, and I also get to use my poetic license and language, even though I have to watch my meter because it becomes rather regular. But then the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. So it's things like that. So this has been an incredible journey, and I'm putting it out there. They're like, you know, is children that have grown, and they will fly the nest, and you know, if people are interested, they can download it, and they can see if it works for them, and you know, give people the opportunity to do just an audio version if you don't want to have, you know, the visual stimuli, and then for people who don't have broadband, which there are still people there.
It's amazing.
Yes. But there's smaller communities where it's not available.
No,
you know,
for sure.
Where my parents are, they don't have it, you know. So you give those people the opportunity as well to participate.
Right.
And because everybody should have this opportunity. You know, and if you give yourself the opportunity, you can give other people the opportunity, and you can, you know, you can go through life with a smile on your face, and you'd be surprised how many people smile back.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
I just thought that we could do one on laughing.
Oh, very. 3 minutes.
Three minutes of laughing.
Yeah, 3 minutes of laughter. Well, they have laughter yoga.
They do. And I bet nobody could listen to it and not smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd be laughing. I laugh all the time. All I have to do is look in the mirror. I laugh. Well, I think I'm funny.
Oh, okay. So. A court jester in a past life.
Oh, there's probably been lots of things. No, I know I'm funny. Everybody laughs at me. Anybody gets, you know, down, they phone Tim to make them laugh. Yeah. Well, not to make them laugh. I just have a turn of words that makes people go, ha, ha, ha. But more like... Now here we go. We're doing our 3-minute laughter meditation. So that's been a real part of it. So moving that forward and is phenomenal, because when I look back at what elements were in these 3-minute miracles, it gives everybody an opportunity to A, be within themselves, create an awareness of what's around them, just in a very small way. It doesn't have to be big. People have great expectations, and our expectations hold us back from a possibility of moving forward. Mm-hmm. Because if our expectations aren't met, we feel bad. And it's like, well, why go through life with so many expectations that might not transpire? They're fine. Why not look at them as hope? Hope and dreams, and make them your reality. Mm-hmm. You know, we have expectations from other people, and when those expectations aren't met, we get angry, we get upset, we get frustrated. We have all of these lower vibrational energies that come out of us, and we become puppets on a string because our emotions are the puppeteer that carry us through and you know, move our limbs and move our mouths and speak our voices. And we don't have to be that way, you know. It could be fun if you want it to go that route for a little while. But it can be any way. Everything can be any way we want it to be, and just be comfortable within that. So I looked at those in that way. And it's also bringing people to nature. Mm. Nature is very important. And our connection to nature, especially in urban areas, is really cut off. We're lucky here in Toronto that we have a lot of green space. But still, we're walking on cement. We're not connected to the earth. And this is something I feel is very important, and that's part of my heritage as well as being Mi'kmaq. Part of my heritage is Mi'kmaq Indian from here in Canada, Aboriginal group. My uncles are now getting their status in Newfoundland, so that's quite a big thing for them.
Yeah, no more taxes.
No, it's only if you live on the reserve and, you know, politics and all of these things, and they made an agreement, and the agreement was signed, and
it's become more complicated. It
all becomes very complicated. Yes, yeah. But it's just acknowledging what your past is and what your history is, and that's part of who I am. It's a big part of who I am, as I sit here and start wringing my hands in prayer position. And moving that forward. So it's giving people that opportunity in urban centers to connect to that. You know, and people will connect to different energies. And that's very interesting to see how people do connect to different energies. Some people aren't comfortable in open space and in country. Some people get very agoraphobic.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but it happens. Yeah. You know, I've seen it happen. And that's okay. They're more comfortable in the city. So later on, there'll be 3-minute miracles with cityscapes. And, you know, there's endless opportunity to see what, to experience what really resonates for us. And giving, and being a creative spirit, always been a creative spirit in some way, whether I was dancing or teaching aerobics or the other things that I've done, it's always been part of a creative, and that creative process is opening up that channel, because if we're creative, we've opened up and connected to our source, to that source that allows us to be creative and to have inspiration, and that inspiration carries us forward in just amazing ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it in that way, and then
well, yeah. It is beautiful how you've chosen, you know, the Canadian culture and background to give you inspiration, because that's, you know, we have a lot of beauty.
Oh, but there's beauty everywhere.
Absolutely.
There's so much beauty, and I think we forget sometimes, or we get habituated to where we are, and we forget that there's beauty in everything, because it has been created. It has been either built or it grows. And that is incredible how things can grow. We grow. We have plants. We have trees. We have grass. We have houses. We have buildings. There's beauty in absolutely everything. And I think sometimes our blinders can prevent us from seeing that beauty, you know, and in discourse and in groups, you know, we look at politics and how people separate based on their politics and their religions and their cultures. And I just send love to that. You have to send love to that because
we certainly do like to separate ourselves, don't we?
Yes. And, you know, we separate ourselves so that we feel part of a particular group, so that we can identify, so that we have shared experience. But in everything has become so segregated, compartmentalized, and within groups, there's groups within groups within groups within groups, and we lose that connection to everything else, for all, for the all of everything, because we all are, and we're all the same. We all experience the same emotions. We all, and the triggers might be different, or the situations and the details might be different, but the emotions on that level, they're all the same. The happiness, the love, the anger, those are cross culture, cross everything. Those are all there. And it's a lost language of communicating based on those emotions. We look at our words and we have strict definitions of what those words are based on our own experience.
Absolutely.
And it changes, and, you know, and everything gets translated in a different way. So even the people who are listening tonight, thank you. what we say here, they'll take it in their way. And that's okay. That's good. Because everybody has to find their own way. And... you know, hopefully with what I call assets, the assets of the 3-Minute Miracles, and yes, that Canadian beauty and that culture, and bringing people to connect to that ongoing, never-ending energy of growth and the cycle of death and rebuilding, and how everything is just this constant circle that just keeps moving and moving, and we're on that circle, but we can move with that circle. We don't have to stay at one point and say, this is my point and this is where I'm standing, you get away from me.
Well, if you do, you end up getting stuck there. So yeah. I mean, if that's what you want,
well, then be stuck. You can be stuck, and, you know, that's
until
all right.
Until you're ready to move forward.
Yeah, until, you know, and if you're not ready, then that's okay, too. You just
get to come back.
Yeah, we do whatever, you know, and you know, it's, and people say, well, if you're there, then, you know, and there's judgments around it. So this hopefully will help people to kind of pull that back and just take that step back, and, you know, if you're angry or you're upset, take 3 minutes. Just take 3 minutes for yourself, and use it to bring yourself back to you, because the emotions are transitory, all transitory. They don't last. They don't last. And to look at things in a way that we can share with each other, because we can build assets for each other. And share what we have, and that's amazing. Even if, you know, people have heard all this before, you've learned that you're on the right path for you. You know, and that's a wonderful expression of things, to look at it in that way and say, oh, even if you haven't picked up one thing, you've picked up one thing. Because you've picked up that this makes sense. This is going forward for me. That's what you've picked up. That's how I look at things.
And I think a lot of times, you know, still in these days, and especially these days, that, you know, we get caught up in the energy that is going on around us, especially in North America, with, you know, the economic situation the way it is. And people aren't really realizing how caught up they are in the matrix of this fear that permeates around us.
And it's instigated, and it's hyped, and it's sure. talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes, and when it's talked about, everybody gets affected by it. And this is a way, you know, one of the things I say is that, you know, we can build our personal assets, and our personal assets are of an unimaginable wealth to us, whereas the monetary wealth is something that at the flick of an instant, like we've seen globally, everything can be lost. Mm. But it's not lost. You know, people go, I have nothing. I have nothing. If you have a house over your head, you have your food, you have your clothes, you have the love of yourself and the people around you, you're a wealthy, wealthy person. You're a wealthy person. And it's and that wealth is gathered in a very small percentage of the population. Mm. And this gives people the opportunity to say, well, that's okay. If I'm happy with my life, and even if you're worried about work and you're worried about your job, here's a way that you can take a few minutes for yourself and go, breathe for a moment, connect with yourself, clear, visualize, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And say, because if we connect to that self, it's what I talked about earlier, that creative process, that intuitive process that we all have.
I think that was when we were talking by ourselves. You might want to talk about that a little bit more.
Everybody has it. Everybody has it. Well, I figure if I have it, everybody got it. Everybody got to have it if I got it. But here's a way that we can reach and connect to that. And it's a short way to connect to it. We don't have to have this kind of energy going into things, you know. We can breathe into it, because in breathing into it, we engage a relaxation response. You know, the blood goes from the extremities into our internal organs. We digest our food better. We, you know, we're calmer. Our brains think a little bit slower. We're not so snap to ready to flip. We think more calmly. We're able to give ourselves that time, that breath to move. And in connecting to that, and connecting to that breath, and not having all of those thoughts go on in our head, it clears the path to open up so that we can see where we're going to go next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lovely way to kind of go, oh, okay. Well, you can worry, but your worry is not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can fret. You can be envious of the people around you. You can get mad. You can do all of those things. Okay, be in those things. But where do you want to go from there? What do you want from there? If you don't know what you want, you have to give yourself a moment to do that. And hopefully, you know, with these, hopefully somebody, if one person has that opportunity to give themselves that breath,
the space,
and to move, yeah, to move that forward and to move out of that, because the worries, they're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Things move. Everything moves in waves. I mean, I'm 45 years old, and I've seen, this is the 70, 80, 90, it's like the fifth downturn in the economy that I've seen. But it comes back up again. The whole process of where our attention is within the economy is about profit. And it's about giving away, you know, we're slaves to that. We're all slaves to that. And there are ways that we can help each other. And we don't have to, you know, give it to a big corporation who's only looking after their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
It's working together to create what works for the people around you. Because if you have something that you do well, there are people out there that need what you do, you know?
Right.
And I've, as you said earlier, you know, Tim, you're a good promoter. I'll hire you. That's a learned thing. That's not something that is innate in me. It's something that I've learned in order to facilitate my process of what I want to do. And that's that side of things is I've accepted as part of who I am because I love to learn, I love to connect, and I love people, and you know, I embrace all of that. But I don't, I'm accepting that aspect of myself that, well, yeah, I can be detail-oriented. I can see things and make a plan, which I didn't really see in myself before. Mm. I saw that creative spark. And even that, with the other things as an imbalance or you know, opposition to those energies, it created a lot of doubt and insecurity. Mm. And those doubts and insecurities are, again, part of patterns of behavior that are developed when we're quite young, up to about 12 years old. You know, most of how we react, our reactive behavior patterns, are programmed by then. And these short meditations give us an opportunity to look at ourselves and to write new programs.
Yeah.
Give ourselves that.
Well, I hope one of your 3-minute meditations is on gratitude, because I think right now the only way, or one of the best ways to get people to shift out of where they are is to be grateful. Like, I mean, you say, you know, you have a house, you have food, you have people that are around you that love mm-hmm. you. People don't always see that. They don't always connect with that
mm-hmm.
place, and they don't always open themselves up to gratitude. And truly, gratitude is one of the ways that shift you so completely. So if it's not one of yours yet, make it one soon.
Thank you very much. I will. Where's my notebook?
Yep.
Write it down. I walk around with this notebook all the time. And, you know, people out there who I've connected with on the different social networking platforms know that I write daily little isms. And I thought, well, I saw something today, and it was actually the cover of Maclean's. And it was a reason for optimism. So I'm going to say, I think I will adopt that and call them Op-Tim-isms.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
That was on the streetcar coming over here. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. That's me. Yeah. So that's been, and that's what it's all about. It's, you know, and yes, gratitude is important. And if there are people around you, oftentimes when we get, well, we're not even we get, the current status quo of our monetary system and our economic system is about gathering and hoarding and maintaining it all for ourselves, and we can give that out. You know, if there's people around that need help, you know, give them a hand.
It doesn't always have to be money.
No.
In fact, it's better if it's not.
All my work up to this point has been barter. And I look at it and I go, and well, I think sometimes it's a heritage, because when my father first started doing work, you know, he was getting carrots and potatoes for fixing people's radios and TVs and stuff. Everything is energy, and that's fine. But if you want to do something, you know, maybe I would like my own radio show. You know, we can barter what I have learned based on my Web 2.0. We've already talked about that.
My promoter.
yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you get referrals, you know, because people see what you do, and it can help other people. You know, I found somebody else who's a cat sitter, mm-hmm. and I'll do some work for her, and then I get cat sitting. I don't have to worry about my cats. You know, here's something else that's there. Voice coach, you know, we barter our services, and you know, for, you know, I do Reiki, and that's one of the other things that I do, and that's is really nice, because you get what you need and other people get what they need, and it's not this grubbing of cash flow, of, you know, fattening the bank cow or all of those things, that but then I'm making judgments and Shame on me.
Well, unfortunately, bartering doesn't pay the rent.
No, so it doesn't pay the rent. Well, you have to have that covered.
A lot of people, we have to actually have to honor
but
that.
Then I have family and friends who've stayed with family and friends, and they do work for them, and their rent is covered. So, and, you know, if you don't mind sharing accommodations with other people, there's ways that that can work as well.
Okay, that so couldn't happen with me. But
I didn't say it was always successful. But it worked for a while. It worked until something else came up where they could move on. And there you go. You know, so it's interesting. And that's creativity, is making it work for you.
Right.
Making it work for you and
what you need.
Yeah.
And allowing that to be given in whatever way the universe sees
fit to do so. Mm-hmm. And having enough space and breath to recognize it when it comes at you. And that's hopefully what people can experience with these short meditations.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
I'm sure they will. They sound wonderful.
So that's one thing that I've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that I just self-published my first ebook.
Yay!
Took a long time, but that's okay. Well, that's all right. There's four more waiting in the wings, or five more, or six more, or something. I'll probably just keep going. But it's my Reiki training guide, you know, and through my own healing process, I intuited symbols and my connection to the body and stuff. So with the 3-minute miracles and allowing that space, there's another asset that you can use to connect to things. It's a little bit more intense and detailed because it's the first level is 158 pages, and we go through the systems of the body, the systems of the energetic body, how they connect, and then we go through different types of energy as well, and how energies, different types that we see, energies around us, and how we can relate them to our own bodies. And then the actual traditional modalities of how that works.
Can you give accreditation? Through reading the book, or?
No, not just through reading the book, because the book is kind of a guide to what it is, to give people the opportunity to learn about these different things in four parts. So it would be, and again, I'll be offering these online, because part of that intuitive process was intuiting symbols, and the symbols are also used with sound. So it's attunement by sound as well as energy. So that's part of the process.
So you can do it all online. So all they can get accreditation online.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
And you get, and it's not, you know, I do the traditional Asui method, and then my method is Reiki Radha Ray, which is bringing in the earth energies, the goddess energies of the earth, and connecting back to that, which connects to the 3-minute miracles, because it's about connecting to nature and earth and that beautiful growth that we can achieve. And it's very intensive, because there's a lot of information there, and they'd be two and a half hour sessions over a 3-week period, so there'd be four sessions, and people are expected to do their own self-study, because in the sessions it's not just about going over the material, it's giving meditations to connect to those different systems. So when we talk about energy, how we can feel that energy within ourselves, how we can move, and giving that space. And again, it's about learning to connect to ourselves and how we can feel those things. Because if we can connect to ourselves, we can open ourselves up to the messages that we receive and that are there for us. We can open our eyes and see what's around us. So that's part of the process, is also, again, more meditation, and again, starting that journey within the self, connecting to the body, connecting to your own messages, connecting to the universal energy that is Reiki, and learning how our own journey can help other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was when I did my level one, it was very quick. And as for my own personal perspective, it was, it was great. The attunement was great. I got a lot of visuals and things like that. And I was connected to the energy. Well, there were things that were missing that in my own Reiki practice in doing some volunteer work at a cancer support center here in Toronto, Wellspring, has been amazing because I can connect to things in a different way. I can see things and feel things that are really beneficial for people. And oftentimes when, you know, I started thinking about this and started talking to people who had been doing Reiki training online, you know, some of them were doing two levels in, you know, a day or 2 days. And they were, you know, I encountered people who were having headaches and, you know, just feeling really disconnected. And I think there's a 20-day clearing after your Reiki or, you know, your attunements. And I start my attunements at the beginning of the training so that I am with people during those 21 days.
Mm.
So there's that community and that support that is there. Excuse me. So that's part of that process. And it's using my training in dance and aerobics and personal training and yoga and Pilates and all of those physical things, as well as my research and study and practice of meditation, Kriya Yoga, Yoga Nidra, all of those different aspects of yoga that are more subtle in their nature. So, you know, we talk about the physical body as gross. It's not gross as in gross, but gross as in material.
Physical, yeah.
And then we have subtle. So we're working on subtle levels as well. And then we go through, you know, the treatment protocols and that's the first level. And then, you know, we'll get into a bunch of different stuff in level two. But there's, again, if you want to make, you have to take that responsibility on yourself to start your own journey. And I think that's important before we start doing things for other people so that we connect to that. And part of the treatment protocol is, again, a meditation on how to connect to that energy and how to do your own self-treatment on a subtle level, on an energetic level, rather than with the hands-on protocol that is traditional in a lot of ways.
Hmm.
So that's the other thing that I did. And that's what I've been busy doing, you know, for the past week, because it finally just came to a head and it was really, and I run with the moon anyway. So this was all coming up on the full moon and
nice.
It was just, and you know, I started posting stuff and, you know, if you want to see some of this stuff, you can go to my website on the blog is where the 3-Minute Miracles are listed right now. And, or you can go to payloads.com and just type in 3-Minute Miracles and they'll all come up and the different options that are there. So it's really, putting those all up. I was in tears the whole day because, you know, it was like, wow, it was just these tears of joy and release and all of a sudden these things that I have been working on were just there. They're there and they're out there. And if, you know, they're there as everything is there. Everything is there. We just, you know, so if people are resonate with it, then by all means, please let me know what you think. I'd be quite appreciative. So that's the other thing that's been going on. So that'll come up. So the manual is out there and you know, if people want to do online training, they can contact me as well. And we'll see where it all goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is me and this is what I do, and it took a long time to come to terms and to accept that. Well, to allow it and to have gratitude for who and what I am and how that connects to me as a person moving through this physical world and how it connects to other people on really subtle energetic levels.
Mm.
And moving that all forward. So it's been blast and are just so excited and about the future and the other things that I have in my mind that I just want to release and let go and allow to be part of me and to be part of everybody else. These assets that we really need. These are the important assets in our life, you know, of connecting to us. That's the most important asset that we can ever have. Not your bank account. It's good to have a bank account. Don't get me wrong. but, you know, here are things that we can really use to help each other and to create a community spirit and to bring things together.
Well, I do think that's incredibly important, is that, you know, we all have somehow convinced ourselves through our own separation that we are somehow having to do this all by ourselves. And we really, you know, we really got to get out of that mindset, because we can't do it by ourselves mm-mm. anymore. And we're not supposed to be doing it by ourselves anymore.
We need that support. And I could not have gotten all this done without the support of every person that I've met in my entire life. Mm. And the people who've been there to facilitate my learning. And the people who've been there to help me with my website, and the people who've designed my website and helped me with my updates, and you know, the people who've helped me with...
You mean you've learned all of this social marketing and you don't know how to update your website? Oh, see, I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to admit, it's not up on site yet, but I did try to copy the code from the index page, the home page, and put in my new script.
Right.
So I did manage to do that.
Yeah.
I have managed to do that, but there's many other things that I can accomplish. And I thought, I really didn't want to get into that kind of thing, but hey, I'm going to learn next week.
Because, oh, there you go. Yeah,
my sister-in-law who designed the website is going to help me out. So thanks, Kelly. So that's really nice. And Gail has been there for me a lot to help me, you know, with the updates and all of those things. And is incredible because, you know, I can't express how much these people mean to me and how much they've given me. And that's, and there's so many more that, I have to stop thinking about it because the tears will start to flow because, you know, I just wrap my arms around y'all. and that's really a wonderful thing. So, yeah. So we build ourselves by building our community. And
absolutely.
You know, and all of this social networking is quite wonderful because we get to use the technology to create those communities and to be able to expand our sphere of influence and who we can connect with and who we can help and that's
and know, who can help us.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and the person that we help might not be the person that can help us in return, but it's going to come to us because that's the gratitude and allowing that to happen. But you know, we just have to give ourselves that space, the breath, the time, 3 minutes to open ourselves
up. That's all it takes. 3 minutes.
Well, it might take longer, but here's a way to get into it. It's a start
to get you out of that energy that you
and it, even if you're in. If you're an experienced practitioner.
Yeah, you know, we still have our moments.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go. You know, you can put it onto your mobile device, and away you go. If you're on the subway and people are bumping into you, put it on, listen
your
to
iPod.
It, look at it.
There you go.
And away you go, and you're in a different space. You're in a different space, and if your mind is in a different space, there's this wonderful quote from Vivekananda, who's a guru from, I guess, late 1800s, around there. You know, if you're thinking about your toe, you're not thinking about your sore thumb kind of thing. You know, if your mind is attached in one place, it's not thinking about something else. You know, we can be out in the woods here in Canada or people who have mosquitoes. You know, a lot of times we're going, you know, killing the mosquitoes. But oftentimes we don't even know it until, you know, the next day or something. We're going, and we're scratching and we're going, what's that? Oh, it's a mosquito bite. You didn't know it was happening at the time, but it happened. Mm-hmm. It did happen. And it's just, you know, here's what you weren't aware of while it was happening. How many more things like that go on that our bodies are telling us about things that we're not listening to, and our mind and our spirits are telling us, and it's allowing ourselves to open up to all of those things and be within ourselves, and being within ourselves is being within everybody else.
Beautiful. Well, we are at our time. The hour's gone by so quickly. Why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you? I mean, most people know that you're on Facebook, but, you know, the other ways they can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me on my website, which is thesereneway.com, thesereneway.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Redwire. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm
everywhere.
I'm everywhere. Yeah, it was wonderful. I was thinking about this today and actually mentioned it to somebody. It's like, this is amazing, because with all this social networking, we're actually cloning ourselves. We can be in several different places all at once. How phenomenal is that, you know?
You heard it here. Tim is cloning himself. Okay. And with that.
With more laughter meditation.
There you go. Okay, so we will be back next week. Take care, and we'll see you then.